Are you serious? What part of do not choose me did you fail to understand? Ugh, are you men really so incapable of just leaving a woman alone? Do you have any idea what you've gotten yourself into? I am a lesbian, you idiot. Why do you think the gatekeeper told you not to pick me? It's because she and I have had passionate sex before. Something you will most certainly never, ever get. You will never lay hand on a woman again for the rest of your existence. What's that? Trying to speak? It's a little difficult with your mouth all frozen, huh? No man will ever say a word in my domain. Would you like to turn back? Well, it doesn't matter. There is no way back. You are now mine. Forever. So, we'll just have to make the best of it, won't we? Or, better said, the best for me. The worst for you. This magic ice will keep your pathetic manhood in its grasp forever. Tight, isn't it? As tight and small as it could possibly be. The spikes on the inside will prove a bit unpleasant, but I'm sure I don't care. Your balls will permanently be as blue as the ice of these walls. This chastity cage will be like a frozen tomb for your dick. Just like this palace will be one for you. You will be shackled and restrained at all times. Do not expect the gag, the chains, or the cage to ever be removed. Your life will consist of chores within the palace. Most of the time, you will be ignored. Unless me or one of my lesbian lovers happen to be in the mood for torturing you, that is. Now that I come to think of it, having you as a permanent prisoner might have its appeal. Precisely because I despise men so much. Every time I'm annoyed or bothered, I can let it all out on you. Rest assured, your life will be hell. Just a very, very cold kind of hell.